Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hello there, Mr. Grant.
Hello.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Our first
show of the brand new year. Hopefully 2021 has got to be better than 2020.
Tell me about it.
And people want to maybe take a fresh look at their estate plan and maybe create a vision with you for an estate plan. You kind of started this discussion last week.
Yes. Kicking off a new year, it's always a great time to take a quick assessment and say, well, what are my goals this year? What do I want to accomplish? And if you have not been engaged in doing an estate plan yet, then my voice of encouragement is going to be, well, let's get on it. Let's create a vision and let's take an action step. Let's put feet to the floor and let's start moving forward. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. You actually have a seminar coming up next week. It'll be Wednesday, January 13th, 6 p.m. That's kind of the first step of any plan is the education portion.
It is. So that's going to be done virtually only. So head over to legacyandfaith.com. Sign up for that educational session. We'll talk about a myriad of different topics. And not only that, but anyone who does sign up and goes through that educational opportunity will have a complimentary session afforded to them to sit down and talk to us personally. Now, again, that might also be virtually, but it's not just getting some knowledge. It's actually knowledge and then being able to explore who you are and what your vision is and what you want to do. And those are really the first two steps to anything we ever do is we want to make sure you have proper education foundation with what estate planning can and can't do. And then we need to understand who you are so that we can tie your vision to a proper plan. So education and exploration is always step one. That's coming up next week, like you said, Wednesday. What was that date?
January 13th. There you go.
And it's going to be at 6 p.m. So head over to legacyandfaith.com, sign up.
Okay, people may be thinking about signing up, and maybe they don't know what they want to do with their estate plan. You kind of got into that a little bit last week, so you want to drill down on this subject.
Yeah, it really is a difficult thing when you don't know where you're going to go. As a matter of fact, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm. And so if we don't have a vision, then we're just going to be stuck in the mud. We're not going to do anything. So there's really four different components that I see when people's motivation factor. Number one is what you mentioned is, I don't know what I'm doing. So therefore, I'm not going to do anything. That goes back to exactly what I just said.
Which is at least half the population.
Right.
They have no plan.
That's correct. Over 50% don't have any plan at all. So therefore, if you have no plan, you've actually done planning because Washington State or wherever you die, that state's laws will take over and make a determination of what is in your best interest according to what they have determined. So no plan is actually a plan. It's just usually not a very good one. Therefore, we need some sort of step. So number one is that if you don't know what to do, it actually does create immobility. And that's where a majority of people are, which is, I'm just going to be stuck. I'm not going to do it. There's a lot of false premises in that first step, which is, I don't have enough to plan. I hear that a lot. Hmm. But I just don't have very much. But that misses this critical component, which is you are your most valuable asset, and we need to take care of you during your lifetime. So everyone needs to do estate planning because we need to make sure that we have proper power of attorneys around you for finances, for health, for end of life. And so everyone needs a plan, and everybody needs to have something done regardless of what value you believe you're financially worth. So therefore, everybody needs to do something. So there is immobility. In other words, I don't know what to do, so I'm stuck in the mud. Well, some people don't exactly know what to do, so they take a simple route. I'm just going to get something online. I'm going to do it myself. It's the cheap way. It's the quick way. And it's
the online will.
Yeah. It's quote unquote simple, or I'm just going to find the cheapest attorney to do it. So we're going to try to find what is simple. In other words, you don't believe that there's true value with the process. You don't believe that there's true value of the documents that you really need to create. And you may have missed the point. Again, goes back to education, making sure that we have proper educational foundation so that you can see the full value of estate planning. So most of the time when I hear somebody say simple, that is code for A, I really don't understand the process, or B, it's code for I'm just cheap. And so if you're cheap, please don't call me. And it's very difficult to work with people who already have a mindset that I just want to spend the least amount of money as possible. Now, number three is that if we don't have a clear vision and we're not sure where to go, then I'll just do what everyone else does. I'll just take the traditional route. I'll just leave things to the kids. I really won't engage the thought process of what to do and whether or not God has a different calling for my finances than what everyone else does. So what everyone else does should be of no consequence to your decisions. As people that believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and He alone can give us an honest, true vision of where we are supposed to go and what we're supposed to do with our finances and how we are supposed to take care of our family. For some, that may mean I'm supposed to give more to ministry than I am to my children. I'm supposed to give more to my children than to ministry, or I'm supposed to give it all to ministry or all to my children. I don't know. And quite honestly, I don't care. It's your plan and it's your vision, but here's what I want you to hear. You have the beauty of the living God inside of you who wants to communicate exactly what you are supposed to do. That is the beauty of the new covenant. The old covenant, the Holy Spirit rested on people. In the new covenant, when we make our proclamation of faith, invite Him to be our Lord and Savior, He resides within us. That's the new covenant. It is a completely different thing that God has done. And because He resides within us, His voice is attainable. We can hear and listen to His guiding. And so that leads us into being active and engaged because we have taken the time to listen to the goodness of Him and develop a family vision for what we're supposed to do. And again, this is not a dollar proposition. I don't care if you have $1 million, 10 million, or if you have $1,000. There is something that God wants you to do with everything that He has given to you. We are to be stewards of what He has given us, which means that we are to be administrative distributors or administrative givers. So we are not to be administrative holders. We are not to be administrative gatherers. We are to be administrative distributors is what that Greek word means. And so we are to distribute what He has given to us. We're not to hoard. We're not to build our own storage units. As a matter of fact, Jesus talked about that. What happens when we build our own plan and our own storage and put our faith and our hope in our own abilities? That was a bad day for in that parable. And so what we need to do is understand proper stewardship, which is to administrate and distribute. Those are the two base words of what it means to have a New Testament philosophy of stewardship. And so therefore, this goes right into estate planning, which is to administer and to distribute, because you realize that we can't take whatever we have on this earth with us, correct? And so therefore, we need to have a plan to properly administrate and distribute when we're gone. And it's my proposition to you that your vision is to not die. God wants to give you a vision that is more full, that continues past your last breath. And I think that that is what God wants to accomplish in each and every one of us. But if we're stuck in one of these first four, which is that I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do nothing. I don't know what to do, so I'm going to find the simple and cheap way out. I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to do what everyone else has done. Or we can actually move into the final step, which is I actually have a vision. I know how to, I know what I want to do, but now I need the proper help around me to actually memorialize this and be able to write it down. Because Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets so that they may run who read it. Most people that I assist want to ensure that they have a smooth transition when they are disabled, incapacitated, or when they die. Because those are really the two major components that estate planning should do. We should make sure you're safe during your lifetime, and we should make sure that when you pass away, that we know exactly what to do. And if we don't have something written down and we don't have it memorialized, then it is impossible for the next generation behind you to take it and run with it. And so I believe that estate planning is extremely biblical. We are to lend our voice, to make a vision, to make it plain, and to ensure that the next generation can take it and run with it. Mm. And so really, these four issues, and by the way, these four issues, again, I'm going to create immobility. I'm going to do nothing. I want to take the simple way. I'm going to do it like everyone else has done it, or I have a unique vision that I'm passionate about. You realize that that is for every aspect of our life. That's why this is a discussion at the beginning of the year, which is I could relate this not just to estate planning, but what are you going to do with 2021 mm-hmm. now that we're in it? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be immobile and not think about what God has for you this year? Are you going to take the simple route and give it just credence and maybe dream up of what you want to do and have a hope but never engage faith? Or are you going to take the simple way out or the traditional way out, which is I'm just going to do the same thing that I've always done and I'm going to let other people tell me what to do? Or are we going to stop the wheel and are we going to stop our time and our motion? As a matter of fact, maybe one of the benefits of COVID is we've had more time to ourselves yeah. to actually stop and mm-hmm. think about these things. Well, here we are again. What are you going to do with 2021? What are you going to do in your estate plan? What are you going to do in your finances, in your relationship, in your marriage, in the relationship with your kids? What are you going to do with work? What are you going to do for your health? What are you going to do for your peace of mind and your peace of heart? We could use these four stages for any aspect of your life. And if we don't reach the last part, which is to engage, which is to create, and which is to cast a vision, then we will be hopelessly in one of the other sections, which is, again, I'm just going to do what I did. I'm going to take the simple way out, or I'm just going to do nothing. And so my call to action on every aspect of your life is let us engage and create in every part of your life this year. And we need a vision from God in order to do that. And so there is the call to action. Seek Him. Listen to what He has for you. He is good. He is kind. He is loving. He is merciful. He wants to communicate it. And so let's engage with that.
Well, that vision could start at an educational seminar. You have one of those coming up.
It's coming up.
Next week, Wednesday, January 13th, 6 p.m. Now, this is an online seminar.
That's correct. And so head over to legacyandfaith.com where you can sign up for the educational component, because we need good education before we can take any steps. And it helps us get the right vision. Now, this is specifically about estate planning again. So get the right vision for your estate plan. That's going to be happening online only next week at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
Hi, this is Paul Grant from the Legacy and Faith Show, and reminding you that Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. is our next educational opportunity. So head over to legacyandfaith.com and sign up for Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant this week, looking at creating a vision for the brand new year, 2021. Perhaps people are just now considering a vision. Maybe they don't know where to start. And you want to kind of assist with that, Paul?
Yeah, I've talked about creating a vision in your estate plan a lot. And maybe one of the things that I really have not taken the bull by the horns yet is, well, what does it mean to create a vision? And so I thought it was more beneficial as we kick off this year to discuss vision in general, because every aspect of our life, like we were just talking about heading into break, every part of our life is motivated by vision. And so if we don't have a vision, then that area of our life will simply shrivel and die. And so it could be about estate planning. It could be about our finances. If I don't have a strong financial plan looking towards where I'm supposed to be motivated and go with my finances, then my finances will shrivel and die. If I don't have it with my health, if I don't have it with my marriage, with my family, service to my church, service to the kingdom. It doesn't matter what area we talk about. We need vision. And so let's talk about vision in general, just so that we can kind of get this year off to the right start.
Okay.
We're going to go to James chapter 2, and we're going to see in verse 17 where it says, even so, if faith has no works, it is dead and it is alone. And so what we first find, and then verse 20 likewise says, but do you not know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So Paul has, James has repeated himself with this issue that says, if we do not have a corresponding action to what our belief system is, then our belief system really has no power and no effect. It will be dead. And so we can't just say, I have faith, and then not back it up. As a matter of fact, it goes into this, that if I show me faith and by my works, I will show you what I've accomplished through my faith. And so we understand that we must have corresponding action with faith. And so the first part of any journey of understanding what our vision is that we must truly have an action that corresponds with what God has told us to do. So number one is that in any time you are seeking after vision, again, it doesn't matter where we're at, we need to have a fresh, new voice from Him and Him alone to tell us where to be motivated and where to go. So we need to have faith in God, that He resides in us, as I was talking about, that He has a purpose and a plan, and that that purpose and plan will be revealed to us so that we can fulfill it. Oftentimes, I think we see God as someone up there who is doing stuff and giving us stuff and or is withholding things from us. And it is my firm belief that God is absolute love. And if we go back to 1 Corinthians 13, we're not going to do it. But if you review that section, that is who God is. The premise of everything that comes out of Him is love. That is where it all starts. Galatians says without love that we cannot have faith. And so therefore, we understand that love is the foundation of everything that we have ever believed about God, that out of that love, He is good. Out of that love, He has created a rescue plan. And that is why Jesus has come to earth, that we may be rescued out of the corruption of this earth so that we can have a hope and a glory in Him and Him alone. And so everything starts with the premise that God is love. Now, if our love vision is off kilter, it's really tough to think and believe that he is going to speak to us and give us a plan that we can then carry out and fulfill. It is very difficult for us to then engage in faith because we don't have the proper premise of love. And so God is not ticked. He's not mad at us. As a matter of fact, everything he has ever done has been because he has so loved the world that he gave. That is the premise of God. And so, number one, I want to remind you as we walk into this new year that you are radically loved, and that out of that radical love, he wants to speak to your heart and give you purpose and direction and passion. And so that comes from him and him alone. So number one, trust God that he will give you a vision for what you are seeking after. And again, this can be in any aspect of your life. You need to trust that he is radically in love with you. Then, number two is that God, by the Holy Spirit, will begin to speak that vision. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it talks about the mystery of God. Now, we understand that if we talk, when Paul talks about the mystery at the foundation of the world, that is the mystery of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, that it was that he was withheld because it says that if the prince of this world knew, so 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, if he had known what the purpose was, what the vision was that God had, he would have done something differently, in essence, is what the scripture says. And so, but Paul goes on to talk about that we have a different mystery, and that is the mystery of him living within us. And so because he lives within us, we can hear his voice and we can have the mind of Christ, is what he ends up with in 1 Corinthians 2:16. But who can know the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So in other words, we have, because he resides within us, we have a unique advantage in this world, which is the King of Glory living within us. And so therefore, we can know and understand what God's thoughts are, the mystery of God's thoughts towards us. And that is the beauty of him living in us, is that he wants to give us that insight. He wants to give us that vision of where to go next. And so, again, that is engaging faith, is where are we supposed to go? And so Ephesians chapter 1, 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. This is not talking about salvation. This is about the calling that you have on your life and the vision that he wants to fulfill in you. And if we narrow it down, the vision that he has for you this year, right here, right now, you can be enlightened because he resides within you, that you may know what the hope of his calling is and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance to the saints. I like that word, inheritance. This kind of gets me all excited. Maybe it's the estate planner in me. So, but this is what God being indwelled in us, this is the one of the major purposes, that we may be enlightened to know what the hope of his calling is. Now, you understand that there is a difference between hope and faith, okay? Hope is the motivation to faith. All right, let me say that again. Hope is the motivation to faith. In other words, we see what God will do, and that encourages us to say, I believe God. I believe that he is true to his word. I believe that his promises are accurate and true, that he will not have his word return void. And so I have hope, and I am motivated then to engage in the process of faith. Unfortunately, like always, I'm running out of time. But if we went back to the parable of the sower and the seed, that is a critical factor in this, of moving from hope into faith, that we engage and we see his promises. We look at them, and we are encouraged and we have a sense of faith, but faith ultimately says, I am going to take a corresponding action and I am going to walk the journey that I believe. So again, hope is the motivator to take action so that when we are engaged, when we ultimately take steps, we all of a sudden begin to see the manifested power of Jesus working through our lives, that we have peace within us. We give it to our family, and all of a sudden we begin to influence a dying world for the kingdom of God. And so Proverbs 13:12 says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, when it's fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Hope is your motivating factor to actually take steps. And so this year, my encouragement to you is don't get stuck in doing nothing. Don't just do the simple way out, which is doing everything the same. Please let this year count and not just do what everyone else is doing, but rather seek after him. Find what he has encouraged you with. Find that hope of glory and then engage and take a step, because then you will see the fulfillment of the kingdom being worked through your life.
Okay, creating a vision this week, this first show of the new year, and perhaps you've been inspired. You want to get on track with your estate planning. There's a special seminar coming up next week, Paul.
That's right, Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. You can register online. It'll be virtually only, so head over to legacyandfaith.com. We have past podcasts. We have this education session coming up, so head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Always great stuff. Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.